And we are starting, so I have to speak up a little bit and come forward. So my name is Andrew Gabbard. I am 17 years old. Today is November 28th, and I'm speaking with my grandma, Mary Johnson. We are recording this interview in Franklin, Ohio, in my grandma's kitchen. So, Grandma, where were you born at?
Owsley County, Kentucky.
And what was it like there growing up?
It was all farmland, and we always raised all the food. It was that because there wasn't any grocery stores closed or anything with it. And it was just rural area with it.
Did you like it out there?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Nope, because we'd moved from Cincinnati back there, and it was totally different for me because my dad had went to the service, and it was very different from any Cincinnati. It was a lot different with it.
Yeah. So, are there any interesting stories about living out there in the country?
Well, it was very lonely.
Was it?
Yeah.
Didn't you say your house was haunted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things going on, and we was afraid to live in it, but there wasn't nothing else we could do because Dad was in the service for about two or three years. Yeah. And then my grandma came to live with me. My mom took care of her. She was old, and she wasn't any help at all because she couldn't walk or anything. And some of us had to stay in the house with her, take care of her when Mom was out doing stuff with it.
Yeah. Wasn't there a cemetery out there?
Yeah, there's a cemetery close to the house. There's three of them. There's an Indian cemetery and then another old cemetery. I don't know how long it had been built with it. They were all close by. We was afraid with it because it was so far out, no man's land.
Did you guys ever go out there on the cemetery?
Yes, we did, to see what it was like with it. Yeah, we just, well, the Indian graves was totally different. There wasn't no markings or nothing on it.
I remember I went up and we seen those that one time that we went up there.
Yeah.
So, why did you move to Ohio?
Well, Grandpa, when he come from the service, come back for work. And so he came back to Cincinnati to work.
Okay. So, speaking of Grandpa, how did you meet Grandpa? Or actually, did you like Ohio, and how was it different from where you were from?
Well, it was quite different because we had the streets and sidewalks, and you could get any place in 10 minutes time, and we're down there, it would take you for an hour to get to a little town
out in the country
we had.
Like that.
Yeah, it was way out in the country.
How did you guys travel out there in the country?
Well, my oldest brother, when my dad, he was working in Cincinnati, and he came back to stay with Mom because she was expecting my younger brother, and that he had a car. He had an old A model, they called it. And that's how we got places.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So it must have been very different being in the big city like that.
It was.
Were you right in Cincinnati?
We was on Kilgore.
Okay.
Street.
Cool. So when and how did you meet Papaw Johnson Chester?
Well, we met at school.
Did you?
We went to school.
Was that in Ohio or in Franklin right here?
Yeah, right here in Franklin, yeah.
Just met him through school. How was he in school?
He was good, but he quit.
Do you want to answer that? Here. There was a phone call there, so we are back now. So what did you think of Papaw in school?
Well, he was very mischievous.
Was he?
Kind of like his son Rick was.
Yeah,
but I never even thought anything about him, and I had a cousin that was boarding with us, and he really introduced me to him and stuff.
So they were friends and you met through him?
Yeah, so we used to double date with him all the time.
Funny. Where'd you guys go to on your double dates?
Well, we'd go to Swordsville Lake.
Yeah,
there wasn't too many places to go with it. And we'd go to a park and play badminton and stuff with it because there wasn't too many things to do back then.
Yeah. You know, I have, this is pretty cool. Around the Swordsville Lake, me and my friends were there, and we found this old flyer from 1994, and it's a advertisement for the Swordsville. I'll bring it to you so you can see it. It's very cool.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. What was your wedding like with Papaw?
Well, we didn't have a big wedding. We just got married at my house. Because back then we didn't have them. We didn't have the money for it because we'd saved the money to get married on because we got married when we was 19. And so we didn't have a lot of money, and he was working at A&P here in Franklin. Mm-hmm. And he only made $65 a week.
Oh.
So we didn't have a lot of money, so we didn't go anyplace.
Gotcha.
And got married at home.
What house was that at?
Harrison Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Franklin.
Did you guys do anything for your honeymoon, go anywhere, or did you just not even have the money?
We didn't have the money, really. Mm-hmm. We went to see my sister in Kentucky.
Oh, okay. So you did take a little trip.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, after that, I know you guys ended up having kids, and are there any interesting, funny stories about the kids? I know you told me about how Rick kicked my mom's dog one time, hit him with, like, the shoe.
Yeah.
So what are some interesting stories about them?
Tim is the oldest, and there's about 5 years between each one. And he was very quiet, very cool kid.
Mm-hmm.
But Rick was like thunder coming along with it. He walked when he was 4 years year old, and he used to take his sister, and she knew when he'd get home from school, and he wouldn't tall enough to get her out of the baby bed, so she'd stand up and he'd pull her out of the baby bed, and she kept her belly all red and stuff from it. And they used to fight all the time.
Man.
Rick liked the country life, but Tim didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Tim loved to read and stuff. They were totally different. There's about 5 years between each one of them.
Yeah. There's definitely a big difference between all of them. It's kind of funny to see the contrast with all of them. How Tim is so quiet and
Tim
almost
loves,
naive, and like he and Rick was just crazy mischievous. And then my mom's perfect right in between.
She's
funny. She's the baby.
Yeah, she was, and she was spoiled.
Mm-hmm. So, what was my mom like growing up?
She was a very good kid.
Mm-hmm.
She was. She was easy. She wasn't hard to make mind or anything. But her and her brother used to fuss and argue all the time. Mm-hmm. They was different as daylight and dark.
They're so different, they have to butt heads sometimes.
Yeah, with it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of my dad when my mom first brought him to meet you?
I really didn't think.
You didn't?
I'm just glad she'd met somebody decent and that was raised in the church and stuff, that she wouldn't have to worry about him running around and drinking and stuff.
Yeah.
He was very quiet.
Was he? Yeah, still is.
I have to tell you this little story. We came home from church one night, and she was getting through. She was going through business school, and he was helping her with algebra because she never took algebra.
Yeah.
And we come in, and she had a pet dog named Ruff.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike was frying the dog an egg while she was doing her homework with it. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, because there's no way my dad's frying an egg for our dog.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah, but he was frying Ruff a dog because she loved that dog with it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, speaking of dogs, here you have your Chihuahua, Kirby. How did you get a hold of Kirby?
Well, we just kind of encouraged him with it.
Uh-huh.
Her niece had it, and she got put in jail for child support, and nobody wanted him. He had to go to the pound, so we took him.
Yep, yep. And he's been very good for you.
Yeah, he has.
What's funniest thing that he's ever done? He's crazy.
He is.
There he goes.
Well, if you're eating, he'll wait for you to feed him some.
Yeah, he always will. He'll stand up, look at you.
Yeah. And his Chester feeds him, and I don't, so he goes to him to eat.
I know he has some mood swings, too. Whenever you guys have an appointment in the morning, come home, and he leaves a little present right for you in the middle of the room.
Yeah, in the dining room. He always picks a dining room to do it with it.
He's a little brat, but he's sweet. So, how has this year, 2018, been going for you?
Not very good at all.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because your grandpa's been in the hospital with a stroke, and he's got cancer, so it hasn't been going very well at all. We don't have much time for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But taking care of him, he's in the nursing home.
Yes.
And I can't get used to it because I've always took care of him for the last 5 years.
But at the same time, it might be good for him to be somewhere like that and where you can rest a little bit, try to take some time and just decompose.
It is, because I was getting to, I just wasn't no way I could go much longer and do it with
it. Yeah, it was draining, but we can still go visit him a lot like we have been and bring Kirby to see him too. But what are some good things that have happened this year?
Well, I can't really think of any because he's been sick for the last
year. Yeah, he really has.
Yeah.
What did you do for Thanksgiving?
Stayed home and then went out to the hospital to see him. And just like you always mow the yard here and your dad takes care of it.
Yeah.
So I haven't had that to do.
Yeah.
And you guys and your mom helps out a lot and you help out a lot. You're a very good kid.
So, last question. What is your favorite memory just about ever? Like, what's the best thing ever you can remember?
Going to Florida. Started going there on
just
vacation.
Any one specific trip, or was it
the
just
first
multiple?
Trip we went when we all was together, all three of
that
them.
That one. We all went and Rick was with us. And
yeah, we was all together. That's my favorite one because my whole family was there.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Now, what beach did we go to? Was it
Daytona,
Panama?
Panama City.
We stayed at the house on stilts. It shook.
No.
Wasn't that
this
one?
This was next to the
Or was it the haunted
beach.
House?
No, it was next to the beach down at the lower end.
Yeah. What color was it?
You know, I don't remember.
I'm thinking it's about house on stilts. It's pink.
No.
It wasn't that,
that
one?
That was another
that
one.
That was another
we
time.
Up. Yeah.
That was very good. Maybe sometime we can make it down there again.
We used to go, all of us went, Rick went with us.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse was a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though, like, Rick isn't with us anymore and Papaw's down in the home, it's still good that we have gone to the beach and had those times to look back on. Okay.